Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Sip With Me. I'm your host, Ioana Kekatos.
And I'm your host, Aaron Carlson. We'll release an episode for you every Monday morning, which means you can listen to us during your commute, after work workout, or even enjoy a drink with us during your very own Monday night happy hour.
And who doesn't like to have a little fun on a Monday night? Don't forget to subscribe, review, and share our show.
And be sure to follow us on Instagram at sipwithme_ for the latest episode updates, news, and all of your favorite cocktail creations. For this week's cocktail and our first episode of 2023, we are featuring the Here Kitty Kitty, a cocktail that is described as a delicious apple raspberry bourbon cocktail that the, quote, Kitty Queen Carol Baskin herself would be proud of. This cocktail comes from Old Forester and Cocktails by Hawk. It contains 2 ounces of Old Forester 86 proof, 0.75 ounces of both lemon juice and simple syrup, 5 to 7, maybe more, raspberries, and then sparkling apple cider. To make this cocktail, you're going to start by muddling those raspberries in a mixing tin, combine lemon juice, simple syrup, and that Old Forester in a tin with ice, give that a good shake, double strain into a Collins glass over the ice, top this all with sparkling apple cider, which we just enjoyed a lot of on New Year's Eve, and then garnish that with raspberries, serve, and enjoy. So give our guest a big hey, all you cool cats and kittens, serve up your cocktail and let's get into our very first interview of 2023. Welcome back and happy, happy 2023, Sip With Me family. We are starting off the new year with a loud meow. We are absolutely honored that we have our very first alum of the show coming back to give us an update on their work. Now, you know her already because of her worldwide fame and leading work at her Big Cat Rescue, and especially this year, her fierce catwalk in the halls of the United States Capitol. She ended 2022 with a bang as President Biden signed her Big Cat Public Safety Act into law, a sweeping piece of legislation that we first chatted with Carol back about a year and a half ago. Congratulations, Carol. Happy New Year, and welcome back to Sip With Me.
Happy New Year.
So we're very excited for you. We loved talking with you a year and a half ago, and we've been following along, and really, like, you've had a lot going on. You've been so busy. You've been all over the media. And obviously you just had something huge happen. So it's been a year and a half. Give everybody just a little bit of an update on what's happened since summer 2021 for you and kind of where you are now.
Well, it has been an absolute whirlwind, as you pointed out. We have been working for 25 years or more to pass the Big Cat Public Safety Act, which stops the cub petting, which is so egregiously cruel, and it phases out private ownership. And man, it had to be this year or never, because we were going to lose the tiger in the wild in the next 5 years if we didn't get this passed this session. And I think I probably talked with you a little bit about that a year and a half ago as I was worrying about that. But now I think we really have a chance to save the tiger and all of the other big cats in the wild, because we have finally cleaned up our own mess here in the United States.
And what do you think, like you said, and what I didn't know when we talked to you before, was how long you've been working at this and really trying to get legislation like this passed, and that it's been a really, really long time. And, you know, you've come close, and then, you know, the year ends and then boom, you have to reset, or the bill gets through a committee and then boom, you have to go back to the start. What pieces do you think came together this go around to finally push it over the big greasy cog that is Congress and that is our government, and actually got it to the president's desk and got it signed?
So many people, when they ask about a law like this, they think, you know, this is so easy. This makes such common sense. Why can't this just pass? And most laws take many sessions before Congress to build up that support. And then every 2 years, session dies. And if you didn't get it passed, you have to start all over again.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. It's really crazy. This past year, what we really focused on was the public safety part of this. And that was because it was easy to do, because there seemed to be so many big cats running loose in America.
It's true. It was it was all over the news, like, all the time. I was like, is Carol seeing this?
Every time you turn around, there's a tiger loose in Dallas. There's a tiger loose in Houston. There's a tiger loose in Atlanta. There's a tiger loose in Florida. It made it really easy this time around, I think.
Interesting. Very interesting. And what specific, for people that maybe don't know, what specifically is in the bill? I know you mentioned those two kind of keystone provisions. What else is in the bill, and how is it going to impact the nation and big cats, not only this coming year, but in the years to follow?
Well, that was another reason why it passed this year, because we skinnied it down to the two things that we thought could make the biggest difference. Back when we started, we were throwing in everything, including the kitchen sink. We wanted the cats to have bigger cages. We wanted the people to have, you know, like not hire criminals to work with the cats, or you know, things like that, that we thought made sense. But those were a lot harder to get passed, believe it or not. So we skinnied it down to two things: stopping the cub petting and phasing out private ownership. And the reason those two are so important is because the cub petting, where people pay to have their picture made with a cub, that was resulting in over 200 just tiger cubs being bred each year just for that purpose. And then they could only use them for about 12 weeks, and then they can take a finger off a child. So they go from being a big asset to a huge liability. And then the only thing that they could do with them was kill them, which if people found out about it, would have a heart attack, or they could give them away to people as pets because that was legal. And so it was a real easy way for them to offload their responsibility for the next 20 years to somebody who had no ability to take care of that animal once it became grown. And so by ending those two things, we put an end to all of that abuse.
Interesting. So it's like, it's not just the fact that the petting is shouldn't happen, obviously, but there is a pipeline then of future problems that's created 20 years down the line.
Right. And none of those cats that are bred serve any kind of conservation value. The people who do it say, oh, you know, they're endangered and we should be breeding them for future generations, and this is conservation. And all of that was a lie just to separate people from their money.
I feel like we're learning so much, Aaron. Like, we,
I know. I feel like I learned a lot last time, but now I really feel like I'm getting a lesson.
There's really so many other elements to the bill and like the overall issues at hand. Tell us more how people can continue to support the work you do and the work that needs to be enforced through the bill.
Yeah, enforcement is the big issue now. And so what we'll be doing is working with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. People who have these big cats have to register them. That's all they have to do is register them. But that's the only way to know whether or not they're acquiring more after this date, which would be illegal. And so if you know about big cats someplace that is not open to the public and USDA licensed, but a place where it's just somebody's backyard pets, please encourage them to register their cats with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service so that they can keep them. Nobody's going to take away their pets. And obviously, if you see anybody petting cubs after this date on any kind of social media, please bring it to our attention, because that's illegal now and we want to put a stop to it.
Awesome. And then what is on the horizon for you in 2023? Again, you're really busy. You do so many things, but what do you have planned in store, and how are you going to keep fighting?
Something we were really happy about is working with Jane Velez Mitchell. She used to be the anchor for CNN back in 2010 when we were trying to help a tiger that was being kept at a truck stop in Louisiana. That was when I first got to know her. And now she has a program called Unchained TV, and it's all animal lover videos. And so if you're an animal lover, you are going to love Unchained TV. And she's hosting about 150 of our videos there. So we'll be working with her to make sure she always has some really good content of the cats for that channel.
Yay. Ooh, I like that. That's sweet. And then where can people follow you, and where can people read about all your updates and all your work?
You can follow us everywhere on social media. We are Big Cat Rescue. So whether it's Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, just follow that slash with Big Cat Rescue and you'll find us there. And you'll find millions of big cat lovers that just can't wait to talk to you.
Yeah. Yeah. There is a big community. Everybody go on, follow Carol, follow Big Cat, support, donate, spread the word, and have a happy new year. And Carol, thank you so much for checking in with us again. And we'll have to do it again when something else crazy big happens.
Let's hope it's not crazy and big. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Sip With Me with Ioana and Aaron. If you like our show and want to know more, check out our website, sipwithme.org. There you can find our themed cocktail book, as well as other exciting Sip With Me content.
And if you love our podcast, don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts and follow our podcasting adventures on Instagram @sipwithme_.